Should I do the intro? You want to
Yes.
Do it? Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Hello and welcome to Bleed Extra with me, Ryan White, freelance graphic designer, and Jacques Moodley, art director.
What up?
We all know what Bleed is. We're not going to go into it. If you want to know what Bleed is, go into a previous episode. So this is Bleed Extra. So let's just get straight into it. What are we talking about today?
Life and heartbreak and things of that nature.
And birds.
Birds, fucking all the birds. I've got a fucking zoo here. I'm just going to close the door because I'm hectic, sorry.
So I'm actually glad you mentioned that because off air we were talking about life and all of those things. So maybe we talk about that impact, you know, once you've decided to get into advertising, whether you're a writer, strategist, marketer, a designer, art director, life is going to happen. So how do we deal with this shit? From a money perspective, from a trying to design your life kind of perspective, you know, some of the freedoms that freelancing affords you versus, you know, the security of a permanent job, for instance, mental health, all that stuff.
You know, there's a lot to unpack. What would you like to go into first? This is,
I don't know.
Quite a deep thing. I think relationships in advertising.
Yeah.
Whether they're with your significant other, if you have a significant other, or relationships within, you know, your current profession, they're important and hard to sometimes keep going. I think relationships with significant other, I've had lots of fights just because advertising does require you to work like strange hours and work with quite closely with people, you know, till late in the night. Well, this is, you know, pre-COVID or whatever, but still, like working on pictures, you have to get close to people and spend like 18 hours a day with them, which is probably more time you spend with anyone else than or spend time with your partners. Look, I guess that works also for doctors or whatever, but you know, advertising is a little bit more relaxed in a way. I don't know. What do you think?
So, yeah, I mean, I'll touch on a few things there. So, I mean, you mentioned doctors. I just feel like if you are at a party and there's a doctor and a lawyer and I don't know, pick out another profession, an accountant, I think they can kind of still find commonalities and because, I mean, they're in high paying jobs, so they'll still be on the golf course. They'll still be doing all of those kind of things. But now if you as an art director or a writer or a designer, you're thrown into that mix, it just feels like there's a disconnect, right? So you mentioned like working in an agency, you do form these bonds and it ties in with what you guys were saying, you and Mandla, we're saying about finding your tribe kind of thing when you first go into college or university and you're studying design, you're finally like, okay, cool, I don't need to hang out with jocks anymore, you know, like there's actually more arty people out there, you know. So I think maybe that's why those relationships and bonds form a lot stronger, you know, and you're also pitching late at night, 3 a.m., you're pulling the hours, you're going through all of the emotional stress that comes with, you know, being in the job. So I don't know, I've found that when I go to a party and I'm like the only creative type there, it can be alienating, you know?
Yeah, there's less things to talk about. You have to talk about general knowledge stuff. You can't really talk about your job, but the problem also comes in when you hang out with advertising people, then all you talk about is advertising.
Yeah.
Like you and me, what we're doing currently, then it's like you alienate other people because then you become this little tribe, like you're saying, this little tribe of, it's like only advertising or creative people understand creatives. And it's weird. And we have the same sort of struggles. And also, we can also only afford the same sort of things. I go out with my friends and they're like accountants and engineers and shit. And they buy bottles, bro. And I'm like, I'm still not at bottle stage. You know what I mean?
Can I have a glass?
Let me hold on this. Yeah, let me have a glass of this. What's your cheapest wine? Let me hold on this. This dry right now. And they're like fucking Verve, whatever the fuck. We only get Verve when we win an award, bro. We can't get Verve, you know, regularly. But yeah, man, I think to the point of like relationships in advertising, some of my best friends are from advertising. Like there's guys I went to school with and there's guys I've known for like 10 or 12 years. But like the guys that I would want to hang out with and see and have more in common with are the guys I've worked with for 5 or 6. Do you know what I mean? So this is a weird thing where also like some of my best friends work in advertising and it's just that's how it is. And we've spent time together and whatever, and we see each other more often. And yeah, we've got things that are in common, and that kind of forms the bond a little bit tighter. So my accountant friends and my engineer friends are cool. But yeah, I think the guys, my designer friends are much closer.
Okay, fair enough. And I think if we're talking romantic relationships with just being like a creative person or working in advertising, I think it's there's pros and cons. So for me personally, like from a dating perspective, it is easier to date someone that's in the industry. They understand what you go through and stuff. But then again, you fall into that same pitfall where it's like, now you can't separate your work from your private life, you know, your home life. Now you're constantly talking about advertising. You it's all the same gripes and everything. So that's, but then on the flip side to that, it's like, they completely understand you. They know the struggles. They know the awesomeness. If you show them a cool, like, I don't know, like 50s movie and you want to show them a piece of art direction, they're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's influenced so many other, you know, and you go on that tangent. But then if you date someone outside of the creative field or outside of advertising, then there's something fresh about it. There's a bit of structure. There's a bit of like, you know, this person, I don't need to carry on talking about advertising, you know, so, but then they don't understand why you're in a boardroom throwing bouncing balls at 3 a.m., you know, when you could be with them, you know what I mean? It's like,
I think I've had that exact fight. I think we both had that exact fight. What are you doing? But you guys are just watching something. Yeah, but we're watching something for inspiration. Yeah.
I can hear people laughing in the background, you know, it's like,
it's a fun job. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and we just had like, we had some debonairs.
And tequila.
Debonairs and tequila, always a great mix. No, I hear you, man. I think we've both done both, where we've dated people inside industries and, you know, we've dated people that were kind of outside of the industry. And like, yeah, it is, you do have that cool factor. When you date someone outside of the industry and you show them like, I don't know, a farewell card you've recently done. And they go, wow, that's so cool. And you're like, it's just a farewell card for like a mate who's leaving the agency. And they go, that's crazy. How did you come up with that? And then when you date someone in the industry, they're like, I don't know about that kerning. Like, oh, kerning's a bit shit. Can we move in that time?
Like it's just a birthday card. I had 15 minutes to do it.
Is that Donny? Yeah, exactly. It's like... So yeah, it's pros and cons, man. But the understanding part is difficult, and to try make someone who's not in the industry understand you a bit better it takes some time, man. Where someone I think in advertising gets it, but then again, you need someone to be the adult and to pay the bills and to buy the bottle, and you can't. So yeah, but I know couples in advertising who literally were teams. They like were an art director and a copywriter, and they've been going. They literally work together for 8 to 10 hours a day and then go home and talk about their day. And it seems to have worked. So, you know, that's also like inspiring. And it's also like, well, who's gonna understand you better than your work partner is your life partner. And if you can make those worlds merge, nailed it.
Yeah. Look, I think it's also a thing of wanting your cake and eating it too. How does that phrase go? I never get it right. But it's kind of like, we as creatives can't expect people to take our job seriously when we also want it to be a very lighthearted job, So we mention working 3 a.m. and eating pizza, throwing bouncing balls, having tequila. Like that's not, doesn't sound serious. It sounds fun. So we can't in one hand say we want this fun job and expect people to respect us. But is that right? You know, it's not as if like a surgeon is operating. Let me just have a shot of tequila. There's music going. You don't want that. You know, you want your, you want your surgeon to be focused. You don't want him toking up and stuff just before operating on you. But
a lot of surgeons do, they do drugs to keep themselves away. It's not tequila. They're probably just doing, I don't know, other performance enhancing substances.
You know? That's also true, actually. That's actually a good point.
So people need stuff to keep them going. I think advertising, creativity is a weird one, man, because like a surgeon, once you know how to like stitch someone's heart together, I don't know what the fuck surgeons do. I assume they stitch hearts. So I'm not a surgeon. You know how to do that. That like you have a formula, you studied it, you know that if the left ventricle gets slit, you do this, whatever the fuck. But creativity or advertising for the most part is like, there isn't a fucking roadmap. Like, you know, every problem is different. Sure, you've done like a billboard a couple times, but like, what is the problem you need to solve now? And like, yeah, you don't know. There's no method, really. There's like things you do to get to this like creative space, like we chatted about, but there is no like roadmap or no like step one, step two, step three, stitch the left ventricle, step four, apply pressure, step five. What do you know what I mean? There's like, hey man, you need to come up with something new and fresh every fucking time. And like, that's hard. And that's why it takes, sometimes it really does take so long. And yeah, people don't understand it, man. And like, I've had fights with people who weren't in the industry about not understanding how this process works and why you're up till three and why does it not look like you're working when you're working. But this is it, man.
So do you think we do deserve a bit of respect even for having such a, I don't know how to call it, a lighthearted job, a job where it's got the perception of fun? We still deserve respect in the greater scheme of things.
I don't know, man. Like, I'll give you a prime example. Like me working for 12 years now, if somebody approaches me about like freelance, like just doing like a logo for their company or some social media posts, I still have to fucking haggle my price, dude. And I always come in very low and they'll still go, yeah, but can you do it for like $500? And you're just like, what the fuck am I? Then you're like wasting your time. Like, why am I still being haggled for creativity when, again, I think we've said this point before, nobody goes to a surgeon for like an ear operation and they go, I don't want to pay $50,000. Can we make it 12? Do you know what I mean? Was advertising or design or creativity. I'm sure even like writers get the same thing where they're like, I need you to write this blog post for me. It's 500 words, but I've only got like $200. Do it. Whereas like nobody respects creativity, man. People were like, when you're awarded and there's like a big award, which is a weird thing about awards, which you can get into some other time, but it's almost like you need to have these accolades behind you, right? So like, I think when an actor wins an Oscar, then they go, okay, cool, we're going to give Matthew McConaughey the good roles now. But before, he was just doing fucking, not that we're like Matthew McConaughey, but anyways, before they was just doing all the rom-coms, and only after he got his Academy Award, and it was like, he also was like, fuck it, I'm not doing rom-coms anymore. I'm only going to do Lincoln Lawyer and more serious shit. Then they started like looking at him like, okay, we can't give Matthew McConaughey and Meg Ryan a movie. We need to put Matthew McConaughey with like Jared Leto and have him have AIDS. Because now he's respected himself. He's a proper actor. And maybe there's something in that for creatives, but it's hard to, how do you Matthew McConaughey the situation? Win an award or just go, fuck you, pay me?
Yeah. All right. I think that's super interesting. But on that point, do you think that is something that should be done? You know, like if you kind of find yourself in a rut where you don't have the awards, how do you get to that point where you Matthew McConaughey your situation, where you get out of the rom-coms, or like for us, it'll be out of like rollouts or like designing banners and into like the cooler work.
Yeah, I guess again, you have to like prove yourself and go, I'm a big ideas guy. And like, I'm working with a friend, or like I have a friend or a colleague or ex-colleague now who's just like, came in as like, you know, design or whatever, but now he's like, oh, but I'm like, I've been doing just conceptual work for the last year and a half. You guys are going to make me, I'm not a designer anymore. I'm an art director.
Yeah.
Because I guess art director scene is more conceptual. And he's like, put us, you know, he's spoken to like Exco and he's spoken to like guys above him and goes, you guys need to change my title. I'm not fucking this anymore. And like, I've never done that in my entire life. I've never gone to Exco or my CCOs or my ECDs and gone, I'm not this anymore. I'm this.
Mm.
And I think like, I'm impressed by him, man, because he's like, he's younger than me. And he's like, you know, he hasn't been in the industry as long.
He's yeah.
like, fuck, man. Like, this is how you're going to view me now. And I've
yeah.
done this work. I've proven myself in these projects. Respect me. And yeah. this is what it is. And like, me as a guy who's worked 12, 13 years, I've never told anyone to respect me. And this is what I am now.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to.
No, completely. And I think another way to look at that is it's kind of like, okay, cool. I'm actually done with the industry and I'm going to open up a food truck, or I'm going to open up my own fashion label because it's still creative. I know how to design the logos. I've got the connections. I can get a fashion designer. I know how a brand works. So I think that's another way. You don't necessarily need to go in that kind of pathway. So it's, if you're using the film analogy, it will be like someone who was stuck in rom-coms and they decide to do theater. Then they reinvent themselves. Then they become a serious actor. Or like, if you know what I mean, because also the other thing is you get good actors out there, but your favorite actors aren't necessarily the ones that have won awards, you know? Yeah. So like there's good actors out there where you're like, Kate Winslet, she's amazing. She's won Oscars, or whoever it may be, maybe not Kate Winslet, like another example, but then you get some actors that are just your favorite and they've never won an Oscar. You know what I mean?
Like Keanu Reeves, bro. He's never won an Oscar, but you love him.
Has Brad Pitt?
John Wick 7?
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Has Brad Pitt ever won an Oscar?
No, man. Maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe
what an actor. That
Little what Fools, hey?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. But he's been in enough Tarantino things. I assume every time you're in a Tarantino thing, you try to get close to Oscar.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You need to Matthew McConaughey yourself, bro.
Mm. All right. So what? Are we doing stand-up now?
Are we like stand-up comedy?
No, we're doing actual stand-up.
Yeah, no, actual stand-up's happening in 1 minute. So.
In 1 minute. Okay, well, it's just gone 9, bro. So I'll catch you later.